The following recording is from the previous cycle.
Today's daf is Bava Basra, daf Kuf Lamed Ches, and we have four lines from the top of daf Kuf Lamed Zayin Amid Beis. So yesterday we learned the real Festa Sugya, Machloikis Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish. As we saw, it's also Machloikis Rebbe and Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. Kinyan Peiros ke Kinyan Aguf, or Kinyan Peiros Lav ke Kinyan Aguf. The last case that the Gemara discussed was Esrug Zen Nosin L'chabimatan. If somebody gives his friend an Esrug, he tells him, I'm gifting it to you. V'acharecha, after you die, I want the Esrug to go not to your Yarshin, but rather L'ployni. And the Gemara had a discussion. If that first person, the Makabel Rishon, who we call Ruvein, if he would use that Esrug for his Dalad Minim, would it be considered Lochem? Would it be Yoitza? Would he not be Yoitza? So from there, the Gemara is going to digress now for a moment and discuss other halachos, similar shailos, where somebody has an esrig, somebody has dalad minim, whether we can deem it lochem, he could be yoitza with it, or he cannot be yoitza with it. Amar Rabba bar Rav Huna, ha'achin shekanu esrig, b'tfusas habayis. A man died, he left over a Yerusha, he also left over Yarshim. Included in the Yerusha was an esrig. The Yarshim didn't divide the Yerusha yet. So currently, it's where we call bitfusas habayit, not echmei and the yatzabai. If one of the brothers, again before the Yerusha was divided, picked up an esrog and used it for dalad minin, it was sukkis. Im yochel oichloi. If it was a situation where if he wanted to eat it, he could have eaten it. Meaning, the other brothers would not have been makbid. They would say it's okay, eat it, and we'll offset it when we divide the Yerusha yatsa. Then it's considered lachem, he could be yotza. Him laugh. But if he wanted to eat it, he could not have eaten it, lo yotza, he won't be yotza. This is only true if each person would have an esrig, have a parish, a rimain. If one of the other brothers would not have an esrig, he would have a parish or rimain, different fruits, lo. Rishonim say that this last line would seem to be redundant. The ikra point that Rabbi Bar Rav Huna was trying to say was that if there would be a kpeda from the part of the brothers, if one brother took an esrig, then it's not considered that brothers, it wouldn't be considered lachem. If there wouldn't be a kpeda, then it would be considered lachem. Another halach. Amar Rav Esrog zeh natan l'chabim matana. If Reuven goes over to Shimon and he tells him, I'm giving you a gift. What's your gift? An esrog. Al menas shetachzir eyuli. But there's a string attached. I'm giving it to you on the condition. The condition is that you have to return it to me. Not loy. If Shimon accepted the gift, the yotzabai, he used it for dalad minim. Is he yotzah or not? It depends. Hichziroi, if he gives it back to Reuven, then yotzah, because he was mekayim the tanai. The matana was in effect. Asiz yotzah. Loi hichziroi. If, however, he didn't return it, lo yotzah, he will not be yotzah. Kamash malon, what's the punchline? What's the chiddush of Rava? The matana. Al menas lahachzir. Shema matana. Meaning, if somebody gives somebody a matana al tanai, of course, the matana is a matana, as long as the tanai is fulfilled. The chiddush of matana manas lahachzer is that it's a little counterintuitive. The whole matana, I'm giving it to you on the condition that you give it back to me. So it's only yours if you give it back and it's ultimately not yours. So in Lomdus, you have to twist a little bit. But the point is, it's a matana manas lahachzer. Shema matana, of course, this comes up very famously in Masechtas Kedushin, the Avovah Medeis. If somebody's mekadesh and isha, b'matana manas lahachzer. So somebody gives his wife the Kesef Kedushin on the condition that she gives it back. So it could be considered a Kiyikach Ish Isha. It could be considered a Maisa Kicha Kicha Mistei Ephraim. So that perhaps it would work. Either way, this is a big sugya, but we're going to do what we do, which is go weiter. There was a woman that owned a tree that was in the property of Rabibi Barabai. Anytime she wanted to go to the tree, have a cup of dilave. Rabibi Barabai, this is Abaya's son, was very angry. He said, you're going through my field, you're ruining my crops. Aknisa Nehale. So finally, the woman couldn't deal with it anymore. She said, you know what? Rabibi, I'm going to be makna the tree to you, but only kol shnei chayev, as long as you're alive. Meaning, after you, Rabibi, die, I don't want the field to go over to your Yarshim. At that point, I want it to come back to me, or it should go over to one of my Yarshim. Ozaliu, what did Rabibi Barabai do? He went, aknin halelivnei katan. He was makne it to his son. Why did he do that? Because Rabibi didn't want that after he died, it should revert back to the noise. And we paskin like Rav Shimon Gamliel, of yesterday's daf, that if somebody gives something to a Mekabel Rishon and tells him, V'acharecha l'ploini, if the Rishon goes and sells it, gives it in matana, if it's an Evet Kani and he frees it, if he makes it into Tachrichim, etc., etc., the halacha is whatever he did worked, because Kinyan Peiros is Kinyan Agov. That's exactly what Rabbi Barabaya did. Now, I am Rishonim why he would have done that. It seems to be. Exactly. Rosh Ha'arim, the Gemara mentioned yesterday. It doesn't seem to be such a fine thing to do. But either way, that's what he did. Amar Rafuna Breda Rav Yeshua. Rafuna Breda Rav Yeshua told Rabbi Bar Abaye, Mishum da Asu Minulai, because you come from Mulai, Amritu Mili Mulyasa. You did something which is Mulai, something that has a mum, meaning really bad psak. Rashbam says that Mishum da Asim Mimuloi, Rabbi Bar Abaye, of course, was the son of Abaya. Abaya, the Gemara says, Mesachus Rosh Hashanah, different places, came from Beis Eli. The family of Eli came from this place, Mulai. So he said, because you come from Mulai, Amritu Mili Mulyasa, because your psak is wrong. What's your psak predicated on? Why did you think you can go and give it to your son? Because we paskin like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Afilu Rav Shimon ben Gamliel leikamar. So Rav Huna Breda Yeshua told him, even Rav Shimon ben Gamliel only said it la'acha, where somebody gives a gift, he says, Ruvain, I'm giving this to you. Va'acharecha, after you die, I want it to go to Shimon. And Shimon, after you die, I want it to go to Levi. Aval la'atzmai. But where the gift was, acharecha. But after Ruvain dies, it's not going to Shimon, to another person. It's going back to the Noisein. And there the halacha is going to be different. So that it's true. If somebody gives a gift to Reuven and tells Reuven, after you're done with it, or after you die, you're done with, it's going to Shimon, then, and Anachinami, there you have a machlokes, Rebbe, Reb Shabbat. And Reb Shimon ben Gamliel holds, Kinyan Peiros, Kinyan Aguf, so according to Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, the Mikabel, Reuven would be able to sell it, be able to do something with it. But where the Noisin stipulated, Acharecha, not to your Yarshim Reuven, but back to me, or back to my Yarshim, it's going to be different. And what you see over here is that even though Shitas Rav Shimon ben Gamliel is predicated on Kinyan Peiros Kinyan Aguf, you see that Kinyan Peiros Kinyan Aguf is not absolute. Sometimes you do say it, sometimes you don't say it. Where else did we see that? We saw that at the very beginning of the sugya, on the top of Kuflam Advav on the base, where the Gemara said, Svaris, that maybe there's an afkimina in Kinyan Peiros Kinyan Aguf between a father and a son, because the umdinas can somehow play out. So here too, there's an umdina, that the Noisein, although gave the Kinyan Peiros over to Reuven, in this case, Rabbi Bar Abaya, but there was some string attached. Bottom line, the Gemara said that the halacha of Rav Shimon Gamliel would not apply in this case. Another case, a similar halacha. Amar Rav, Amar Rav Nachman, Charzim, Natan L'chabim Matan. If somebody gives somebody a gift, what's the gift? He gives him a shor, an ox. Al Menashe Tachsi Reuli, and he tells him, it's Matana, but Al Menas L'chachsi. Hikdishoi, and then the person that received the gift, when? And he was Makdish the shor. V'chziroi, and after he was Makdish it, he returned it to the one that gave him the gift, Hareze Muktish Umuchsar. The Hektish is Chal, and it's clearly going to be returned. Because again, Matana al Manas lahachzer, Shma Matana. So you have it in the context of Dalad Minim, is it considered Lochem? In Mesechtes Kedushin, you have it in the context of Kedushin. Is it a Maisa Kicha? Is it a Maisa Kedushin? Over here, you have it in the context, is the recipient of the gift a Bailin, so that he should be able to be Makdish. So over here, it was given to him as a gift. If it's his as a gift, he could be Makdish. But it's only his gift, Al Menashe Tachzireo. So once he returns it, it comes out that he was Mekayim to tonight. So now, he could be Makdish. Amalei Rava the Rav Nachman. But Rava told Rav Nachman, Maya Hadre, that's considered giving it back. It's not his anymore. Amira Legvaya Kemasir Lahedye. He didn't give him back what he got. Amalei, my Chasre. What do you mean? There's nothing missing. So how do you look at it? Do you look at it as Maya Hadre, or do you look at it as my Chasre? Elomar Ravashi Chazin, and this is the way we look at it. We have to be medayek, the subtlety of the language that was used when this gift was given. If the lotion that the Noisin used was Almanas Shetachzi Rehu Hadre, then he said, on the condition you give it back to me, Lamaisi gave it back to him. The Omale, if he told him Almanas Shetachzi Rehu Li, not Al Menashe Tachzi Reu, but Al Menashe Tachzi Reu Li Midi Dechazi Lekama. The word Li is an extra word. He must be coming to suggest that I don't want you to just give it to me, but I want you to give it to me in a state, in a form where I can actually use it. So therefore, being that it's hektish and he can't use it, if he uses it, he's going to be a mile by hektish. It's for that reason that it's not going to work. And this is just another Gemara. We always speak this out, that you see how careful people once were with every word that came out of their mouth. If he said li, it means one thing. If he didn't say li, it means another thing. Either way, Amar Rav Yehuda Mashmul HaKosim L'Chasav L'Achar. If somebody writes a shtar matona l'achar, So he goes over to someone and he says, I'm giving you my nechasim. And this acher, let's call him Ruvain, is standing there and he says, Yevshibahem, I don't want it. I appreciate it. Shpam says later that it's not always a schus for a person to receive a gift. Because so he doesn't want it. He doesn't want it. Says the Gemara, Kanma, he's kainet. As if to say that you can force somebody to accept the gift. Even if Reuben is standing, he's yelling, he's kicking, he's screaming, it doesn't matter. If he says, Efshiba, he's still going to get Rabbi Yochanan Amalekan. Rabbi Yochanan says, I'm Rabbi Abba Bar Mama. Really, there's no machlekas. Kan b'tzavach meikara, kan b'shoisek meikara, meaning everybody agrees if the guy was screaming right away, right out of the gate, someone goes over and says, Reuven, I'm giving you all my nechasim. He says, I don't want it. Of course, you can't force a person like that to accept the gift. Where does anybody say, the first man, the Amar of Yehuda Amar Shmuel, that even though he said, that's when initially he was quiet, he was shasach, and then afterwards, all of a sudden, shasach. Once you're shasach, it's yours. Now that it's yours, you can't just scream and make it not yours. At this point, you actually would have to give it to somebody. You'd have to gift it. You'd have to sell it. So, shasak, meikara, it's yours. Therefore, ula b'soy tzavach, you cannot relinquish your rights to it. But enochinami, if you would tzavach meikara, no one's going to argue. It's poshut that it's not going to be yours. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, ziko le'al yidei achar. What if it was a similar case? What if somebody wrote a gift? He said, I'm giving, in the shtar, a gift to Reuven. But he didn't give it directly to Reuven. He gave it to somebody else. He gave it to Chaim Yankel. Then the halach is, the shasak, ulubasayv tzavach, to the extent that Reuven was quiet, while the noisein gave this shtar, not to Reuven. Again, Reuven is going to be the recipient of the gift. The shtar says, I'm giving all my nechasim to Reuven. But he didn't give the shtar to Reuven. He gave it to a third person. If Reuven was there, he was quiet. There it's not so posh. Meaning, we just said that if somebody's kosef kol nechasim la'acha, that person is quiet, and then l'besoiv tzavach, loy pligi, everybody's going to agree that halacha is, he's going to be kana. But that's only because he gave the shtar over to the recipient of the gift. Over here, he's giving it to a third person. Says the Gemara, this is a little bit more complex. And here it's really talking to machlekes, Reb Shimon Gamliel, Rabba, time to the price of Chisel, Chasam L'Achar. If somebody wrote a shtar saying that he's giving all his nechasim L'Achar, V'hoi ben Avodim, and included in the nechasim were Avodim, V'omar Halah, E'ef Shibahem. And the recipient of the gift said, I don't want Avodim. The price of picked Avodim because that's something that's high maintenance. You have to take care of Avodim. So it's possible that maybe the person wouldn't want to accept this gift. So in the event that that's what he said, if the recipient of the gift, who the Brisa calls the Rabbi Sheni, if he was a Kayin, then they could eat Chuma, meaning it's Chal, the gift, and we force the person to take it. No, if the recipient, this Rabbi Sheni, says, I don't want the gift, then the Yarshim of the Rishon are the ones that end up getting it. So the price is saying it in sort of a roundabout way. We're talking about Truma. We're talking about the Yarshim Rishon. Really, we don't need anyone to be a Kayin. We don't need anybody to die. We don't need Yarshim Rishon. The point is, again, very simple. HaKosev Nechasov La'achar V'hoyu Behen Avodim V'amr Allah Yefshi Behen, says Rab Shimon Ben Gamliel, the Rabbi Sheni gets it. Meaning, it's automatically is. L'may nafkimina, if he's a Kayin, that Kanani could eat Kayin, it could eat Truma. Rab Shimon Gamliel argues, Rab Shimon Gamliel says, no, you can't force the person to accept the gift. It ends up staying by the Yorshe Rishon. Frank the Gemara, Bavina, Bob, Tarakama, Filo, Oimiv, Tzaveach. How could you understand Pashim Shana Tanakam Aki for somebody to take a gift? If the person's standing and he's screaming and he says he doesn't want it, you shouldn't be able to force him to take it. If the person was yelling right away, there's no machlekes. If he was quiet first and then he started yelling, also the kulam alipligi. Everybody agrees it says. This case, where he didn't give it directly to the Makabal Matana, he gave it to a third person. This Shasak, and the real Mekabel Matana was quiet, and then he wasn't so quiet. The Tanakama holds me the Shasik. Once he's quiet, koninu. At that point, he's automatically koinit. Now he's yelling, he wants to be chaser. Meaning, just like if you give it directly to the Mekabel Matana, directly to Reuven, Reuven would be quiet, and then he would be tzavach. We would say, once you're quiet, it's yours, and you can't now walk away from it just by yelling. So too, if the Noisein didn't give it directly to Reuven, he gave it to a third person, and Reuven was there, and Reuven was quiet, it's the same thing. The Shasak of the Betzoyv Tzavach is interpreted as Shasak, I want it. Tzavach, I changed my mind, it's too late. You can't change your mind. Rav Shimon Gamliel Tzavach, here it's different. And Echinam, if you give it directly to Reuven, and Reuven Shasak of the Betzoyv Tzavach, it's too late. But here, being that you gave it to a third person, when you gave it to the third person, and Reuven was standing there watching, and he was quiet. There's no raya that it was nichole. To the contrary, now that he's savach, that's a hoichacha. That when he was quiet, he never really wanted it. Why didn't he yell? Because he gave a star over to Yankel, I should scream. When I get it, when it ends up in my reshus, then I'll tell the world it's not something that I really want. But there's no hoichacha that the shtika was ever a shtika, and it's for that reason that it's not deemed a chazara when he is tzavach. Either way, this is a mefurish a braisa where there is a machloikis in such a case where somebody seems to not want a gift and still we're forcing him to take it. And the Gemara says the only time it could ever be possible, such a halacha, that we would force somebody to take the gift even though he doesn't want it, is either if he shasal b'tzayf savach. But over there, there'd be no machloikis. Everybody would agree. The only time it's negeya, where there would be two ways to look at it, is where Zikalei Adayacha, and that's this machloikis, Rav Shimon Gamliel and the Rabbana, Tanu Rabban, Shchiv Merah, Shalmatru Masayim Zos Laplayni, Shchiv Merah said, give 200 Zos Laplayni, to Ruve, Vesholesh Meis Laplayni, 300 to Shimon, Ve'arba Meis Laplayni, and 400 to Levi, and now he has no money left. So he had $900, he gave 200, plus 300, plus 400, to Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, respectively. And then what happened was, Bal Chayv walks in, and Bal Chayv says, that money that you got from the Shchiv Merah, Divrei Shchiv Merah, Kichsuvim Chimsurim Dami, I had a lien on it, and I want the money. So the question is, who has to pay up this Chayv? So let's, just to keep the numbers even, let's say that he just gave out $900, and the amount of money that was owed was $9,000, let's say. Says the Gemara, the way we look at it is, Ein oimrim kol hakoydim b'shtar zaycho, l'fichach yotz olav shtar choyv, goyva mikulam. We look at all three matanos as having taken place at the same time. So simultaneously, Reuven got 200, Shimon got 300, Levi got 400. All $900 were given over at the same time. They all have an equal obligation towards the Baal Chayv. If the Baal Chayv is owed $9,000 and they receive $900, so each person pro rata is going to have to pay his chelik. The first person that got 200 out of the 900 is responsible for 2/9. The second person that got 300... Oh, but you get the point. It works based on that ratio. But let's say he would say, take $200. He inserted the word acharov. So there already, it's not mashma that he wants them all to be chal at the same time. He's saying, I'm giving you. So then the halacha is, whoever got the first star is zoicha. Why? Because that's the way it works always with a shtar chayv. The way it always works with a shtar chayv is that the baal chayv has to go to the last possessions that the loyve had. Lefichach yotz of shtar chayv, gave him an acher. You have to go first to the last recipient of the gift, the one that got the 400. Ein loy, gave him a shalafanov. Ein loy, gave him a shalifnefanov. Tanu rabban, shchiv merah, sha'amat, trumazayin, zuz leploini. Again, random halachas regarding a shchiv merah. Very straightforward. The shchiv merah said, give 200 zuz to ploini bini, my son, Bechar, who's a Bechar, Kera'uloi, as is befitting him. So the halach is Noitlan. Divrei Shchiv Merah Kichsuvim Chimsurim Dami. We take $200 out of the account of the Shchiv Merah, we give it to the Bechar. V'noitlas Becheras. And in addition to that, the Bechar also gets his Bechar, he gets his Yerusha, plus the Plishnaim that he's entitled to. Again, the Shchiv Merah said, take 200 Zuz, give it to Ploini, Bini, Bechar, Kera'uloi. Every word matters. Ploini bini bechar karoyla. So we say he needs to give his bechar 200 zuz. It doesn't mean give him 200 zuz in lieu of his bechar. By the way, you can never take away the pishnayim from a bechar. It's a pasuk in the Torah, yuchal levaker. You certainly can't do it in the form of a yerusha. Even Rabbi Yechon ben Broika spoke about the shvuas night at Lent. There's a loisasei of la yuchal levaker. So over here, what we say is he means that, of course, the bechar should get the Pishnayim, that's ro'uloi, that's coming to him. In addition to that, he wants to give him 200 zuz. What if he said, he didn't say, Tnuma Zayim Zuz Lepleini Bini Bechar Karayloi, but he said, Tnuma Zayim Zuz Lepleini Bini Bechar, Bibchai Rasa Yodei Ala Yoyna. So there we say that he didn't mean to give him, in addition to his Pishnayim, an extra 200 Zuz. But rather what he's saying is, I want that this 200 Zuz should be in place of his Pishnayim, which means he's going to end up getting the greater of 200 zuz or whatever his Pishnayim is. So you can't give him less than his Pishnayim. We just said that's a loisa. Even Rabbi Yechim and Breika holds that. So he's not going to get 200 zuz in addition to his Pishnayim. What he's going to get is the greater of. Either he's going to get his Pishnayim if it's more than the 200 zuz. If the 200 zuz is more than the Pishnayim, his Pishnayim was 100 zuz, and this is 200 zuz, he's going to end up getting 200 zuz. And that's what the father meant to say. The father meant to say, I want my son to get 200 zuz. I want it to be guaranteed 200 zuz. If the Pishnayim is less, then give him up to 200 zuz. But it's not Pishnayim plus the 200 zuz. Shchimer Rasha Amat Truma Sayim Zuz Leplein, the same exact halacha. Shchimer Rasha that said not to his son, that's a Bechar, but rather to his wife, Karoyla. I want you to give my wife 200 zuz Karoyla. Noitla Samanei Talas as Ksubas. So she's entitled after this man dies to whatever she was supposed to get based on the terms of the Ksuba. In addition to that, she also gets the Masayim Zuz. Imam our big Subasa. Again, the subtlety of language. Yada al yoin. Ratsa night the son. Ratsa Natal's Subasa. She has an option to take either one. Shim Rashamat Masayim Zuz Lapani Balchaivi. What if the Shem was talking to Balchaiv? Karailai, night malaitas chaivai. So he has someone that he owes money to, and he says, I want you to give 200 zuz, karailai. Same exact halacha. Noitlan, the Balchaiv gets the 200 zuz v'noitel aschayve. He also gets whatever's owed to him. Them amar bichayve noitlan bichayve. Fake the Gemara. The last one I don't agree with. Mishum da amar karoy loy noitlan v'noitel aschayve. I agree with the Bechor maybe. I agree a man wants to give his wife a gift, but a Shchivmara is giving a gift to his Baal Chayv on his deathbed. Not just that, we should add to that, it's ribbis. Not even so posh you'd be allowed to do that, says the Gemara. Fidoma Karoy Le Bechayv Ekomas. It makes more sense to interpret it a little bit differently. Doesn't it make more sense not to touch up that he wants to give his Baal Chayv a gift? Not to touch up that maybe he's getting involved in some ribbis. It's probably a Vak ribbis because it was in Kitsutsa at the time of the Chayv. But still, people don't want to just get involved in ribbis Shailas. Amr Rav Nachman, Amr Lihu. No, Hamani Rabbi Akiva. No, it's true regarding Bini Bechayri, it's true regarding Ishti, it's true regarding Malchut, but we're going all according to Rabbi Akiva. Why? Rabbi Akiva holds the Dayek Lishner Yaseira, that you have to be Medayek what people say. The time we learned in the Mishnah Bava Basra, V'leya Sabay, V'leya Sados, Hamichas Abayis, Lemachas Abay, Lemachas Ados, Afa Pisha Kosav, Leumke Veruma, and even if you added language that says, I'm giving you for the depths and the heights of the property, it doesn't matter. Additionally, you have to buy back a road, meaning you kept the bar in the dust in your field. So how do I get to my bar? Says Rabbi Akiva, right? You included the derech to the bar in your sale. So if you want to now get to your bar, you're going to have to buy a road back. Because the Chachamim hold Meicher. So it's obvious, if you left, you retained the rights to the bar, you probably retained a way for you to be able to get to your bar. Says the Mishnah, Moide Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva's Moide, Bismanch, Amalei Chutz Me'elu, that if you sell a bias and you wrote language in the shtar says, I'm selling you the bias, but I'm not selling you the bar, I'm not selling you the dos, over there, in it tzarech likachlei derech. Why? The reason is Alma. Kima the loy tzarech, being that you didn't have to say Chutz Me'na bar, Chutz Me'na dos. Because the halachas anyways, I'm Moichar Sabayis, I'm Moichar Sabar, I'm Moichar Sados. Vikamer, and you said it, Litfuya Milsakasi. Why did you say it? To add some right to yourself. To exclude not just the bar and the dos, which you didn't have to exclude, but you probably did it to exclude the derech. So even though I, Rabbi Akiva, ordinarily hold that I'm Moichar as Abayis, who loy mocha as above the dos. So the Moichar retains the bar and the dos, still tzarech likachle derech, because included in the sale is the derech. But over here, where you said, I'm not selling the derech, even though you didn't say, when he said, I'm not selling the bar and the dos, even though you didn't say, I'm not selling the derech, but the extra language that you use is letfuye milsakasi. It has to be coming to say something. So the extra word, you could be medayik. Usually medayik, we show you them. You could be medayik what this person said or wrote at the time of the closing. So here too says the Gemara, Hachi nani, kima d'loy tzarech. When this father gave the gift to his Bechar, let's pick the first case. He said, Tnu Masayim Zuz Lepnoi Bini Bechar Karoyloi. He didn't have to say the words Karoyloi. What does Karoyloi mean? that word Karayilay is a Tfuya Milsa Ka'asiv, it's coming to be Mechadesh, that in addition to his Pishnayim, he wants to give him a Sayim Zuz. The same is true when he's talking to his wife. He said, give her 200 Zuz Karayilay, meaning in addition to the Ksuba, Karayilay, it's extra language. Hamani Rabbi Akivahi, the Dayek, who's Medayek, Lishna Yisera, the Karayilay is Moisif, in addition to the Ksuba, I also want to give you 200 Zuz. And even if it's a Baal Chayv, where maybe you're getting involved in a Vakribis, it doesn't matter. He said Karayilay, he clearly meant in addition to the Iker, the Schaivus, he wants to add on that, Mosayim Zuz. So before we go weiter, perhaps we won't go weiter, just a little bit of raid regarding some things that we spoke out this week in the Daf that tie in to this week's Parsha, Parsha's Baal Voischa. The Gemara on Daf, Kufla Medvava Med Aleph. The Gemara said as follows. We were discussing HaKosev Nechosov Levonov, Tzorech Sheyichtov Mehayoyim Ula'ach HaMisa. Rabbi Yossi Yoyim Enit Tzorech. So we're talking about the theme of the week, Shchiv Mera, or maybe even a Bari. He wants to give his children a gift. He wants that the Karen, the gift itself, should be chal, so that as soon as he dies, it should be theirs. But at the same time, as long as he's still alive, he wants to retain rights. So if he's a Shchiv Mera, there's a chiddush that you can give a gift to Achamisa, but a bari doesn't have an ability to give a gift to Achamisa. So there's a way to do it. You do it. You have to write Me'ayoyim Achamisa. Was Machloikis Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yehuda says, yeah. Tzorich sheyichtoiv. You have to say Me'ayoyim Achamisa. Rabbi Yosi says, Einay tzorich. You don't have to. The Gemara told the story. Rabbi Baravua Cholash. Rabbi Avua was sick. Oli Gabei Rafuna Rav Nachman. Rafuna Rav Nachman went to Vivavak Lechoyim. Omele Rafuna Rav Nachman. Rafuna told Rav Nachman, Boy Minei. Can you please ask Rabbi Avuah the following question? Halacha k'Rabbi Yosi? Ain't halacha k'Rabbi Yosi? Is the halacha like Rabbi Yosi that you don't have to write Me'ayim al-Achamisa? Or is the halacha not like Rabbi Yosi? You do have to write Me'ayim al-Achamisa. Amal Yosi told him. Taimed Rabbi Yosi lo yadan. Halacha, boy. I don't even know pshat of Rabbi Yosi. You're telling me to ask whether the halacha is like Rabbi Yosi. So the Gemara says that Rav Huda told Rav Nachman, you ask the halacha, I'll tell you the reason, the kachava, and it took us into a very lumnish sugya. Bothered me a little bit. Why does the Gemara have to preface this discussion between Rav Huda and Rav Nachman with Rabba Baravua Cholash Ol Gabe Rav Huda of Rav Nachman? A lot of the Gemaras that we have in Shas happened in a context. They didn't all happen in a base medrash during first Seder. Some happened here, some happened. And sometimes the Gemara shares it with us. But if the Gemara tells us the background of a story, it's probably somewhat necessary, somewhat pertinent for us to know that. And it just bothered me a little bit. Why is it necessary in this Gemara right here for us to know the background of this story? So what came to mind was a Ben Yoyada in the Sechtes Gittin. The Gemara over there says, Rabba Bar Barchano Cholash. Rabba Bar Barchano was sick. Ol gabe Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabba the Sheyuli Bid. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabba went to be Mevakel Chayla. Bo Mine, when they went to be Mevakel Chayla, they asked him the following question. Shayim, Shayim, you get the Dina Sayom. If two Shlichim bring a get from Medina Sayyam, Tzrichen Sheyoimru Befanenu Nechtav Befanenu Nechtam, or you ain't Tzrichen. Do they have to say Befanenu Nechtav or not? I may be getting Medina Sayyam. It's the first mission of the Sechtes Gittin. Tzarech Sheyoimru Befanenu Nechtav Befanenu Nechtam. What if there were two Shluchim? Wasn't one Shliach? There were two Shluchim. Do they have to say Befanenu Nechtav Befanenu Nechtam or not? Omra Lehem. So he told them, ain't Tzrichen. Why? If the Shluchim would say that we saw the actual Gerishim, we were Eidim Mesira, wouldn't they have been believed? So certainly they should be believed to say that the Get is a Kosher Get without having to say this Hagadas Eidos of Befanai Nechtav U Befanai Nechtav. Says the Hilge Ben Yoyada. Hutzrach Lefarish Mesader HaTalmud He says, the reason why the Gemara told us, the background for this halacha, that if two shluchim come from Medina Sayyam, they don't have to say, Befanai Nechta, Befanai Nechta. Why? Because Ma'ilu Yoimru Befaneinu Gershom Yilay Nahemni. Certainly, they should be believed over here. It's because we know, says the Ben Yoyada, the Bnei Yisascha brings from the Heilige Magid Mimezrich, that a Kal V'Chaymeh, a Kal V'Chaymer is a school of the refuah. So if somebody needs a refuah shalema, a school for refuah is Tadana Kal V'Chaymer. So being that over here, Rabbi Bar Chana was sick, And they were coming to be mevakeh chayla. The Eibishter was mesavev that while they were sitting there, fashteitzach, they were talking and learning, they should discuss something that involved the kavel chayim. What was the kavel chayim? Two shluchim. Do you have to say before they nechtem or not? He told them back it's a kavel chayim. Madach, if they would say before they no gersha, they would be believed. So certainly they shouldn't have to say before they nechtem. And why kavel chayim? Because kavel chayim is a school of the refuah. Zok de ben yoyada. What's the makar to this? Where do you find this idea that a school is that a kavel chayim is a school of refuah? It's based on Yisoy that we've spoken about in the past. And that is, we know that there's Yud Gimel Midos Shel Rachamim. The 13 Midos of Rachamim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is conducts himself with Klal Yisrael. At the same time, there's Yud Gimel Midos Shel Torah Nejeshes Bem. And the 13 go Keneged Zeh. There's 13 Keneged 13. So there's Yud Gimel Midos Shel Rachamim and there's Yud Gimel Midos Shel Torah Nejeshes Bem. Of a state in Svarim HaKadoshim that it's not just a general, a high level Shaykhis between the two. But each one in the Seder of the Yud Gimel Midos Shel Rachamim corresponds to each one of the Yud Gimel Midos Shel Torah Nidreshes Bem. So for example, the first one of the Yud Gimel Shel Rachamim is Kael. It goes Keneged Kavu Chaymer. The second one is Rachum. It goes Keneged Pseir Shava. The third one is Chanon. It goes Keneged Binyanav, etc., etc. But the Helege Magid Nimetzich Gezogt, that the Midah of Refuah, Kadosh Baruch Hu is Reifei Chayli Am Yisrael, the Midah of Refuah is the Shem Kael. In this week's parasha, at the end of the parasha, when Miriam became a Mitzayra, Miriam was Bitzaras, so Moshe Rabbeinu Davin, Vayitzak Moshe Lashem Leimur, Kael, no? Why do you use the word kale? Because kale is the chalamo, the midah. Kale is the chalamo, the midah for refuah. So if kale is refuah, and kal v'chomer corresponds to kale, so kal v'chomer is a school of refuah. But the Heilige Magid Gezok, that's why, v'yoyim Hashem al-Moshe, what did Hashem tell Moshe? V'yavio yorek yorek b'faneo, haloi sikolem shivas yobim, tisoger shivas yobim, mechutz l'machen v'achat yosef. What does that mean? Hashem told Moshe, kal v'chomer. He says, Miriam, you don't want to know why she's a Mitzayra? He says, shtel tzachfar, if Miriam would have done something to her own father, wouldn't she have been grounded? Did for 7 days. 7 days, she would have been locked up. No, so kal v'chomer if she did something that Kadosh Baruch Hu. Fake the Gemara, Adarab, maybe then she should have to be longer. Says the Gemara, Daya lo meradim liyis kanodim. And this always comes up in Shas. This is the Makar to Daya. How do you know Daya? Because you see that even though Hashem is more chomer than a father, at the end of the day, she ends up being locked up from Hashem, so to speak, the same amount of time she would have been locked up from her father. But at the end of the day, Moshe Rabbeinu comes with a tefillah. Vayitzak Moshe Hashem leimor keil no refan ola. Vayomer Hashem al Moshe. What does Hashem answer? Kal v'chomer. Because kal v'chomer, that's the keneged keil. Kale is the first of the Yud Gimel Midos Shel Rachamim. Kal v'chomer is the first of the Yud Gimel Midos Shel Torah Nidreshes Bem. Kale is the Midah of Refuah. Miriam needed a Refuah. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu said Refuah. And that's why Kadosh Baruch Hu answered with a Kal v'chomer. Zok de ben yoyado. Kal v'chomer is a school of Refuah. That's exactly what happened. Rabbi Bar Bachana Cholash, he was sick. That's why the Hashkocha was Mesadeh. That they should discuss Halacha that involved the Kal v'chomer. I was thinking, you could say the same exact thing in this Gemara. Rabbi Bar Avua Cholash. Rabbi Ravu was sick. Ola Gabei Rabbuna Rab Nachman. And what did they start discussing? Halacha k'Rab Yosi, ain't halacha k'Rab Yosi. Said Rab Nachman, time is Rab Yosi lo yodana. I don't know, pshat Rab Yosi. Halacha yiboya, it's a subtle kal v'chomer. But again, he came with that punchline, that koyach of kal v'chomer. Because there's a chayla, mitavdana na kal v'chomer. Because kal v'chomer is alam al-skula for a four. So Nehemiah says, if you take a look at the Bnei Yisoscha over there, Bnei Yisoscha says, Dvarim niflam adlam ma'oid. So this is, be'ikar it's in, Chodesh Elul, Maimer Beis, Oy Zion. But he says it in other places as well. It's unbelievable what he says. So Kael is the first of the Yud Gimel Midos Shel Rachamim, and it corresponds to Kal V'chomer, which is the first of the Yud Gimel Midos Shel Torah Nidreshes Bem. What's the second one of the Midos Shel Rachamim? Rachum, Kael, Rachum V'chanim. Rachum, says the Helig Bnei Yisoschar, is the Shem that HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses to be Mechafer on Averos. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Meichel Avinos, Amoy. What midah, what Shem does Hashem use for slicha u'mechila for kapara? It's rachum. How do you know that? V'hu rachum, yichaparovim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midah of kapara is the midah of rachum. See, shtal su'a gemar m'sachtas brachas nafeyam and aleph. Tani tana kamed rav yechana. Kol oisik b'toyro. Ubigmilos chasadim. The koiver is bon of meichlin le'al kol avinoysav. He gets mechilas avinos. Says the gemara, how do you know that? Tano le'ahu saba mishum rabshu meichoy. As your avoy novoy. You learn it from Gzeir Shava. Ksif ha'ach, it says over here, b'chesed ve'emes yichu paravoy. V'ksif ha'asam, m'shalim, avoy novoy is el chek b'neya. So from there we learn, So we're discussing kaparas avinus, and what's the makar? B'shem Rav Shimon Yochai. It's been an alti yid. Aluf Sabi said, I heard it from Rashbi. It's looked out from a gzeirah shava. Why gzeirah shava? Because rachum. That's the shem. That's the midah of kaparas avinus. It corresponds. Can I get the second of the yud gimel midah shaitan adreshes behem, which is gzeirah shava? B'nei Saskha continues. What's the third of the yud gimel midah shorachamim? It's Chanun. Chanun says the Helig of Bnei Yisaschar is the midah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses when he gives people children. How do you know that? Because when Esav meets Yaakov, and he says, Miela, who are all these people? Yaakov told Hayulodim, Ashechonan Elikim Esavdecha. He used the midah of Chanan. Because Chanun, he says, Kemavur B'Svar Makdashim, is the midah that Hashem uses for children. What's the third of the Yud Gimel midah Shatayin Adrash Aspem? Binyanav. Binyanav, that's Keneged Chanun. Because that's Keneged children. Either way, he says, Mamish Dvarim the Flam Adlaboy, Rashi Negeil in Yonenu. And to this week's parasha, it's the first midah, which is Kale. That's Refuah, Vayitzak Moshe Hashem. And he says, On Kale No Refuah No, that goes Keneged the first of the Yud Gimel midah Shatayin Adrash Aspem, which is the Mida of Kal V'chem. But on this Inyan, another Ha'ara. The very beginning of the week, on Sunday, so we had the sugyas of Havaras Nachla. And the Gemara over there had a discussion. Could a father be Maver Nachla, before he dies, obviously, he's going to do it in a proper way. Could he take his Nachla away from a Bra Bisha and give it to a Bra Tava? The Mishnah said, Ein Ruach HaChamim Noichei Menu. Discussion in the Gemara, and ultimately the Gemara brought a raya from a Maisa Shahaya. Toshma, the Yosef ben Yoyezer, Hoyoloi ben, Shaloi Hoyo Noye Kishura. Havale Elisa de Dimri. He had an Elisa de Dimri. Come after Shah, he didn't want to give his money over to his son after he died. So Yosef ben Yoyezer gave Tetzaka, he was Makdish, all his money. The Gemara says that his son ends up getting married, his wife has a baby, he wants to buy his wife a baby gift, he buys him a fish, they open up the fish, and they found the Margolis. He needed someone to assess for him how much the Margolis was worth. They decided they're going to go to Hektish. The Gizbar was the only person who's not going to go to a pawn shop. So the only person that you can trust is to go to Hektish. So he goes to Hektish. Hektish says that it's worth 13 elisos of Zahav. It's worth 13 chests full of gold. But they didn't have all the change. He said you could keep the change. They gave him a plaque. So we spoke a lot of rate about this week. What came to mind, a very, very, very obvious sushtel, is Gemara Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yotes Amar Aleph, a well-known Gemara. It's the Gemara of Yosef Moiker Shabbos. The Gemara says there was a yid, his name was Yosef Moiker Shabbos. He had tremendous respect for Shabbos. Habahu Nachri B'Shevavuse, there was a sheikitz that lived in his neighborhood, that had been a fish in Nichsei Tuva. He was very, very wealthy. Amalei Kaldai, he also used to go for horoscopes. He used to go to astrologers. And the astrologers told him that Kuli Nichsi Yosef Moiker Shabbos Ochlu. One day, Yosef Moiker Shabbos is going to take all your nechasim. This person was very afraid. He wanted to preempt it. So what would you do? You'd think, diversify your assets. But as Gevena Shaygetz, at Gat Agoya Shekop, Azel Savninu L'Kuli Nichsi. He went and he sold all his nechasim. Savim Baganisa. He bought a diamond. Oisvei Besayne. He put it in his hat. There's no way he's ever going to get my nechasim. One day, he was walking on a bridge and it was windy. His hat fell into the yam. Bole kavra, a fish came, and a fish ate the diamond. One day, a fisherman catches this fish, and he has like leftover fish right before Shabbos. Fish is going to go bad, he needs to sell it. So he goes into the Jewish ghetto, the Heimish Kreisen, and he says, who can I sell my fish to? So they told him, his name is Yosef Moiker Shabbos. If it's for Shabbos, he'll buy it. He can never have enough herring. At his kiddush, he's going to buy the fish. You have nothing to worry about. So the Gemara says he went to Yosef Moiker Shabbos. He went and he bought it. They opened up the fish. Kare Ashkech Be Marganisa. He found the diamond. Zovne. He went and he sold it. Betleser Elisi the Dinra de Dahava. He got 13 chests worth of gold. Beautiful story. Said the Gemara. Pogabehu Saba. He met a Saba. Omar, he told him, Mandi Yosef Beshabata Pare Shabata. That the reason Yosef Moiker Shabbos got this tremendous reward is because he used to be Mechabit Shabbos, and someone that's Shabbos gives it back. Because how did he end up getting his wealth? He got it through Shabbos. So what did he get? He finds this diamond that came out of the hat of the sheikitz, and he sells it for 13 elisas of Zot. Says Rashi, why 13? It's the guzna ba'almahu. It's a guzna. Kiloimar hoin osok moi. I don't know if it was really 13, says Rashi. I don't know if that's the rest of the story. Point is, he got a double chashuv. And Rashi says you find sometimes that the number 13 is a number that would be used for guzmois. Zokta marsha, Rashi. This is a tremendous mice over here. Why would you turn the 13 into some arbitrary point that's a Lashon Guzman Ba'alma? I disagree with you, Rashi. I think the 13 over here is very much Bikivun. Says the Marsha, I am Pirish Rashi. V'hu dachuk. Shekivinu b'mispar yud gimel b'derech guzma. He says, you know why? First of all, she'ain't a mispar ha'mashlim ha'siris v'lemes. Tell me 100, 1,000, a million. That's a round number. Says the Marsha, it's not a round number, 13. 13 is a Lashon Guzma. 13. He says you find 60. Shu mashlam asirios. Says the Marsha, I'm going to tell you what's going on over here. V'nir l'chavim b'zeh ha'misper yud gimel ha'negei l'chol davashah v'kedusha. Because whenever you talk about davashah v'kedusha, you find symbolism of 13. K'goin yud gimel midei shal kodesh baruch hu. U'milas echad. The word echad shu gematria yud gimel moira aleim. She midei shalalu soivivim alach dusoi. Ve'ina mishtane b'ribuyim. Rakt if you pull us on the couple. Gam midas atoira k'toisho. Hey, new gimel. Sha atoira nidreshes behem. Gam midas odom. She bog l'chlau k'dushas ha-mitzvahs. How old is a child when he becomes bar mitzvah? Hey, new gimel shom. V'lezeb k'dushas ha-shabas d'le'il. He says, as a matter of fact, look at the Gemara a little earlier on that same Amid. The Gemara talks about Rabbi Abba. He was also mechabit Shabbos. And the Gemara over there says that he would go to 13 different stores. He would spend $1 in each store to buy food for Shabbos. $13 in 13 stores. Why 13? Because Rabbi Abba understood the tifkai of the symbolism of Mispah Yud Gimel and how much it's associated with Kedusha. And that's why wherever he did 13. Zok the Marsha, Vezeh Yosef Meikar Shabbos. Yosef Meikar Shabbos. He probably had the same minig as Rabbi Abba. He probably also went to 13 stores, bought 13 different types of herrings. He probably did the same exact thing. If that's the case, it's Ma'od Matin that the Eivishter would give him back. Mida Keneged Mida. He would give him Yud Gimel. Says the Marsha, you don't have to be Matchik like Rashi says. I was thinking, that's beautiful. In Shabbos Kufyates, Yosef Meikar Shabbos, says the Marsha, Shabbos, Yudimo, Rab Abba, $13 in 13 different stores. It's Yitachim, Yosef Meikar Shabbos are the same things that Abish gave him Yudimo. But how's the Marsha going to learn our Gemara? Our Gemara says that Yosef Ben Yehaza had a son who wasn't Noye Kishura. He got married, his wife had a baby, he bought a fish, just like Yosef Meikar Shabbos bought a fish. He tore open the fish, he found a diamond, just like Yosef Meikar Shabbos found. And how much was it worth? It was worth Yud Gimel. Now over there, I don't see the shtickle Torah of the Marsha. Elamite, you know what Rashi would tell you? There's no Rashi in Bava Basra. You know what Rashi would tell you? He would tell Yud Gimel is a Moshen Guzma. It's a Misper Guzma. In Shabbos, Kuf Yutas Amar Aleph, you can hear it. That's the Marsha, one of the most beautiful Marshas in Chiddush Yagod. This is right there on that Gemara. Shabbos, Kuf Yutas, but it works very nicely in that Gemara. It's a tremendous coincidence to think that that was Yud Gimel and this was Yud Gimel. So I think this Gemara here would zicher be a little bit more mashma like Rashi. Either way, this is the first aura. As it relates to Vayitzak Moshe Lashem Lemer, Kael No Rufan Ova. So Moshe Rabbeinu davens to Hashem. His sister Miriam needs a refuah, and the Lashon Tefillah that he said was Kael Na Refa Na La. I saw brought down some Chumash Agra B'Shem the Vilna Gaon, and I saw it in the Chidah as well. So two G'day Le'Yoylam were Neschavim L'Davar Echad, and that is that in Parshas V'Eschanan, so Moshe Rabbeinu was davening to Hashem Ebra Na Ve'Erev Eschanan El Hashem be'isa hilemer ebra na ve'era el ha'aretz. Says the pasuk va'yisaber Hashem bila manchev leishom me'ilai. Va'yom Hashem me'ilai. Moshe says Hashem answered ravloch genug al toisef daber elai oy badover hazeh. I don't want you to say anything else. I heard what you said. Enough. No more tefila. Hadivul negayim gezakt adover nifla. He said that when Moshe Rabbeinu davened for Miriam, what was his tefila? Kel na refon na la. Says there's a mesayra that if somebody davens a tefillah, he davens it appropriately, and he says the word na twice, a tefillah like that has to be answered. A tefillah that includes the word na times two, na, and he says na again, as that's how a tefillah needs to be answered. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu, when he wanted to assure that Miriam was going to be answered, he invoked this koyach. Kale no once, refund no law. He used the word twice. In Parshas Vaschanon, Moshe Rabbeinu Dabin, Ebra no ve'eres ha'aretz. But the Vilna Goyim gezogt. What did the Eibush to tell him? He told him, Vayim Hashem Eli, Ravloch, al toisev daber Eli, oid bedover hazeh. What's oid? What's dover hazeh? That word no that you just used, Ebra no, don't say it again. Because if you're going to say the word no again, at that point I'm going to have no choice, I'm going to have to answer. The Goyim said, and only the Vilna Goyim can say this, that the Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos, that pei tesam et aleph, that when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim to take the Torah, af malach hamavis masalei dover. The Malach HaMavis gave him something. He gave him a gift. What was the gift that he gave him? Said the guy, he told him this koyach. This koyach of no. That if a person says the word no twice in a tefillah, there's a special koyach. Perhaps, daber elai oy badover hazeh. It's masa loy dover. This is the dover. He told him the secret. And that's what they should told. Don't use that dover right now. I know you have this soid. You got it from the Malach HaMavis. When you went up to Makabal the Torah, you say no two times. It's trouble. He just gives a little more meaning to Anashem HaShia no. Anashem HaShia no. You say it twice. Anashem HaTzlicha no. Anashem HaTzlicha no. Because if you use the word no twice, it's a special koyach. But it's interesting that from Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah, keil no, refa no law, we learn a lot of interesting halachas. Just one halacha that's worth mentioning and speaking about for 2 minutes is Gemara Masechtas Brachis Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph. The Gemara over there is, I know someone. Gemara Masechtas Brachis Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph. The Gemara over there says Omer Rav Chizda. If somebody's davening for his friend, you don't have to mention his name. You don't have to mention the chayla's name. Because Moshe Rabbeinu was davening for Miriam, and he never mentioned Miriam's name. So from the fact that he never mentioned Miriam's name, that's a raya, that if you daven for somebody, you don't have to mention the person's name. The Magen Avraham, in Archaim Simen Kuf Yutes, and Hilchas Tefila brings this halacha, but he adds one caveat, B'Shem Demaril. V'hani Mili Befanav. This is only true if the person davening is standing in front of the Chayil. Mispal Shalai Befanav, but if the Chayil is not there, it's Arach Lahas Gishmai. So it's true. Befanav. Moshe Rabbeinu must have been standing in front of Miriam when he davened. But it's only Befanav. Shalai Befanav, there's no question, you would have to mention the name of the Chayil. The Chasam Sofer, in his Chidushim al Hashas, in the Sechtes Nedorim Dach Memem Aleph, you have the brand, they're redoing the Chasam Sofer's al Hashas now. So if you have the brand new Chasam Sofer al Hashas, they bring it on this Gemara right here, Mesechtes Brachas, and I'll read it to you. Kosfu amikubolim, sheyesh ba'askara shmoy, k'tas esleirus adin olav. That when a person davens for a chayla, and you mention the chayla's name, in the context of plainly needs or refuah, mentioning the person's name is ma'ir a little bit of a midas adin. Afal pisha mikamok and karv l'schar adi atfila, says the Chasam Sofer, even though at the end of the day it's kedai to daven for the chayla, because although you're being ma'ir some din, but at the end of the day the person needs a refuah and it's karv l'schar because maybe the tefila will be answered. Mikamok in the fama mikiktas hefsid. You have to realize it comes with an invoice. There's a hefsid as well. Al yidei askar hashmoy. Masha enkein kishem espalo bifnei hachayla. It comes out that if you're davening next to the chayla, she ain't sorich lahaskir shmoy. You don't have to mention his name. I am Magen Avraham. Hilchas tefila simin kuf yutes b'shem demaril al pi brachas lamedalad amad aleph. Oz toivoy. It's much better. So it says the Chasam Sofer, it's actually better for a person to daven in front of a chayla, because if you daven in front of the chayla, in that case you won't have to mention the person's name, and you're not going to have to get involved in this hisoiris of midas adin that inevitably happens anytime you mention the name of a chayla. So just on this, a few aras. Number one, what came to mind was the pasuk in Parshas Toldos, Vayeta loy Yitzchak. So Yitzchak and Rivka didn't have children, and the pasuk says Vayeta Yitzchak l'Hashem l'noichach ishtoy. They were standing right next to each other. Yitzchak was in one corner, Rivka was in the other corner. Ki'akorehi, vayesolei Hashem, v'atai Rivka ishto. So why would Yitzchak and Rivka, why does the Torah have to emphasize, vayeta Yitzchak l'Hashem l'noichach ishto? I was thinking, it's Yitochin, Yitzchak and Rivka both didn't have children. The Gemara says, amispal bat chaveiroi, v'utzarech lo yisad davar, v'nei netchilo. So it's Yitochin, Rashi brings in a chumash regarding Avon and Sarah, it's Yitochin regarding Yitzchak and Rivka, it was true as well. That Yitzchak was davening for Rivka, Rivka was davening for Yitzchak. If Yitzchak's davening for Rivka, Yitzchak has to mention Rivka's name. Rivka has to mention Yitzchak's name. The problem is, if Yitzchak's going to mention Rivka's name, the Chasam Sofer said, b'shem demikubalim, yikibayir midas adin. What's the best thing to do? Kishem ispalo b'fnei achoylo, she'in tzorech lahaskishmoy, oz toivloy. then it's going to be the best. That's the best way to do it. The Torah is coming to teach us something. They daven next to each other. So Yitzchak didn't have to mention Rivka's name. Rivka didn't have to mention Yitzchak's name like this without mentioning anybody's names. They were able to daven one for the other. Another that came to mind is the tshuva. We've spoken about this tshuva many times in the daf. From Ramosha has a tshuva in Igros Moshe. Simin Reish Chav Gimel Yerideya Chelak Aleph Be'inyan Bikur Cholim Ayidei Telephone. And the question was, could you be Mekayim Mitzvahs Bikur Cholim Ayidei Telephone, or can you not be Mekayim Mitzvahs Bikur Cholim? We've gone through the tshuva in different contexts over the years, but if you go, the tshuva is really predicated on the tour in Hilchas Bikur Cholim. It's in Yerideya Simin Shim Lamed Hei, based on something that he brings B'Shem the Ramban. He brings from the Ramban that the ikr of Bikur Cholim is twofold. So why are you going to be Mevatel Cholim? This make the person feel good? Yeah. But there's two very important ikrim that go involved. Number one, daven. Because if you can see the person sick, it's going to be more easy to daven for him. Number two, says the Ramban, you'll see maybe he needs something, he needs chizik, you'll be able to assess the situation if you're there. So Rav Moshe, the tshuva says that it's poshet that you could be mekayim those things more if you go to the person than you can if you're only bevak achel ayde telephone. Because in a demiri, l'shmiya, you'll see certain nuances, body language, you know what the chayla needs. So if the yisoid of bikur chaylam is those two things that the Ramban said, it's poshet that the ikur mitzvah bikur chaylam is to see the person, not to email him, not to call him on the telephone, it's to actually be there. Stating there, Rav Moshe says, if you can't go, your zikr get some of what you're trying to accomplish on the telephone. So it's possible the person should talk to him even on the telephone. As I state in Rav Moshe Chukwa, I was thinking about it. If the ikr of Bikur Cholim is to daven, then there's another cheshbon why you want to go. Go and daven there. Because if you're just going to daven for him somewhere else, ikr is Eretz Adin, says the Chassam Sofer. And even though it's Karav L'Schar, but it's also Ruch Min HaHefzid. There is a little bit of Hefzid. There is something you need to be concerned about. But that's only Shalai Befanav. But Befanav, us Tovloi, says the Chassam Sofer. You don't have to worry about that. So as it relates to this Nekuda, this Tshuva for Ramesha, that was Marish and Ramos, Kiyadua. This tshuva for Ramosha, Bikur Cholim, Ayidei Telephone, just another layer, another neifach into why it would make sense to go do it in person, it would be a little bit better. It's interesting, in Simen Kuf Yotes, Kivegir, brings a Knesset HaGdolah, that if somebody's davening for his father, he shouldn't say that, Hashem, please send the Refuah Shalema for Abba Mori. He shouldn't say that. He should say his father by name. To me, it was a little bit of a chiddush in light of all this, right? Because maybe it's better. If there's a way to acknowledge the father without actually mentioning his name, just like if you're Bifnei HaChayla, you don't have to worry about it. The Chayla's right here. This is what you're davening for. So you don't have to mention his name. Then doesn't it make sense to say Abba Mari? Because why have to be Ma'ara? I think it's a little bit of Ha'ara. But just one final Ha'ara, and that is, we'll end with a Ben Yoyada. So we started this raid with a Ben Yoyada. We'll end this raid with a Ben Yoyada. And that is, we know that when somebody davens for Chayla, so you don't say Ploini Ben Ploini, you say Ploini Ben Plunisa. Right, you don't mention the father's name. You always mention the mother. Achmev Esther, you mention the father's name. But while the person is alive, you mention Plonisa. It's based on a Gemara. It's a Gemara in Brachis. Lenhem Adveis Ano Ploini Bar Plonisa. That when you daven for a chayla, you're supposed to mention the name of the chayla and mention that he is the son of Mrs. So and So, not Mr. So and So. You know what the Pashup Shad is? It's a Marshal. The Mashal says, "Amzach the Shabbos, Daf Samach Vav Mevez." The reason is because we know who a person's mother is. We don't 1,000% know who the person's father is. It's based on Roiv Bilas Achrava, but you have to come on to a Roiv in order to really know 1,000% who the father is. So it's you're davening for a chayla. You don't want to take any chances. Ein hochim bebekuach nefashas achra Roiv. I'm telling you, a Mashal and Chochma Shloima in Mesech this Shabbos. It's either Daf Samach Vav or Daf Samach Zayin. You could look it up. Either way, it's because you don't want to have to falozach on the Roiv. The Ben Yoyada in Mesech this Brachas Menhem and Beis brings this. He says, "Atam shemasker shame of it." The Velt says, "Ki imay vadois yosem yaviv," because the imay is more vadi than the father. V'loy nichali b'zeh. Adarabu yesh b'zeh chilul kovet. Shemazalzul ba'avet. They say, really, you're mentioning the mother's name because he ki'ilu being mezalzul. You don't know who your father is. How could you do that? It's a horrible thing to do. Makes absolutely no sense. Elnam nirali b'siyati d'shmayatam. Meisha isha ein olea kitrugim kol kach d'moyesh. Because a woman doesn't have kitrugim the way a man does. Chada she p'turim mitzvah seish as man grama. Not sure I understand what that means. V'oid mutzeles mishnei avinas chamura. She is free from the two biggest averas, bittul Torah and keri. The Mekatrigim aren't as jealous of the woman as they are from the man. Bottom line is, we just mentioned that whenever a person daven for a chayla, and you mentioned the chayla's name, you're getting involved in something a little bit dangerous. Because something bad could happen. So we're trying to mitigate the hefsid that could come about from mentioning the chayla's name. So you know what? At the very least, we do, says the Ben Yoyada, mention his name, but don't mention his father's name. Mention his mother's name. Because on the woman, there's less kitrugim than there is on the father. But either way, it's related to this whole raid, to this whole shmooze. That's the reason that we mention the mother's name and we don't mention the father's name. I'll just tell you one, I suffered to this. I saw brought down B'Shem Rabbi Vadya Yosef that he quotes this Ben Yoyada, that the Ben Yoyada says, that the Vilt says, that the reason you mention the mother, not the father, because the father is based on a roif. And we don't want to rely on the right Bilus Achrabal. And Ben Yoda didn't like it. He said, Yesh bazachil kvaidaviv. Vani tomeya ala ravzal. This is Rabbi Vadya Yosef talking. Shahoya aribim istorim. Vesarbe sazoya. Says the Ben Yoda from the Svardish Gdolim, they were Bekiyim and Zayar. Shenelami menu lefisha. Definitely didn't forget it. But of the moment, when he was writing this piece of Masechtas Brachos, he forgot Divrei Zohar HaKadosh Parshas Lech Lecha. Shekos Rav Shom Bezeh HaLoshen. David HaMelech said, V'hoishia leben HaMosecha. Why ben HaMosecha? Why not ben Avicha? V'chi lo yhava brei di Yishai? This is the Zohar talking. Wasn't he the son of Yishai? Adi'iu Omar b'shma di'ime? V'loi d'shma d'avu? Elo ha'ikim da dechadyaisi bar nash lekabel milo ilo la'atgur aboy lemeach b'milod iu vaday. When a person davens for something, you want it, be vaday. Don't say something that will maybe bring into question what it is you're talking about. Va'aldo itkeliime v'loy la'avui. Because the mother is vaday. Yishai is nishla. It's a Zohar HaKadosh. Like the mashal. Either way, v'ukumai shakosav ha-mashal anabu m'sech t'shabes v'pi ha-shmua v'yofen kiven shmuosoy ki yisoydosei baharu rekodesh ha-Zohar HaKadosh ha-Zohar shteten Rabbi Vadya. But he says that the Ben Yoyada is bringing it as if the Velt says it. This is not the Velt. This is Divrei ha-Zohar HaKadosh. Either way, I get